From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. A second powerful earthquake has struck the Indonesian island of Sumatra. This follows yesterday's devastating tremor off the city of Padang. At least 500 people have died. Officials warn the death toll will probably rise into the thousands because so many people are feared trapped in the rubble of high-rise buildings. Rescuers are still looking for survivors from the huge Pacific Ocean tsunami that struck the Samoan Islands yesterday. At least 150 people are known dead, and it's feared more victims will be found. The Red Cross says one of the most pressing needs is clean water. Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has officially announced a slate of candidates to stand in Iraq's elections. He'll run separately from the Shiite religious coalition that put him in power 4 years ago. NPR's Quill Lawrence reports from Baghdad.
Prime Minister Maliki made the announcement inside the high-security green zone flanked by his State of Law coalition. The group did well against religious parties in Iraq's provincial elections earlier this year. Some surprising new politicians joined Maliki today, from Sunni tribesmen to secular liberal members of parliament like Safia Suhail.
Today we are talking about a political decision to get our goals on ground. So my decision was to be part of this alliance as a liberal, as a Democrat, as a believer in democracy.
Maliki's strongest competition comes from a broad alliance of Shiite religious parties that have support from Iran. Iraq's Kurdish parties will likely form the third largest coalition and may win the role of kingmaker after the elections scheduled for January. Quill Lawrence, NPR News, Baghdad.
First-time claims for unemployment benefits took an unexpected jump last week. That's according to new numbers from the Labor Department. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports.
In a sign that the job market remains weak, initial claims for jobless benefits rose to 551,000 from 531,000 the previous week. That's higher than analysts had expected. The jump in first-time unemployment claims comes after 3 weeks of declines. Weekly claims had been trending down since the spring. The number of people remaining on jobless rolls fell 70,000 to 6.09 million, the lowest level since the week of April 4th. The Labor Department figures come as the Commerce Department reports the biggest boost in consumer spending in 8 years, up 1.3% in August, fueled by the federal Cash for Clunkers auto sales stimulus. But personal income continues to lag. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
Iranian diplomats have opened international talks with envoys from the 5 permanent members of the UN Security Council in Germany in Geneva. The U.S. says one of its diplomats has met privately with the Iranian envoys. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials are down 78 points. You're listening to NPR News. General Motors has announced plans to shut down the Saturn brand after a deal fell through to sell the line to Penske Automotive Group. From member station WPLN in Nashville, Blake Farmer has more.
Penske started formal discussions about purchasing Saturn June 5th, and since then has been working out the details. The deal is expected to close in the coming days. Penske planned to have GM make the vehicles for a period of time, then move to another manufacturer. A statement from Penske says that the board of that third-party manufacturer didn't approve the deal, so Penske pulled out because of the uncertainty of where it would get future products. GM CEO Fritz Henderson said in a statement that Saturn and its dealership network will be phased out. Dealers said they were shocked by the news. Saturn got its start in Spring Hill, Tennessee. It launched its first fuel-efficient four-door in 1990 as an answer to the Japanese imports that were gaining market share. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.
The state of Michigan has avoided a partial government shutdown. Lawmakers passed an interim budget, and the governor signed it about 2 hours after the partial shutdown began. The temporary spending bill stops layoffs and keeps offices open for now. Lawmakers still must solve Michigan's $3 billion budget deficit. China celebrated its 60th birthday as the Communist People's Republic today. Officials staged a massive parade in downtown Beijing featuring weapons, troops, and tanks. President Hu Jintao rode in an open car to deliver a speech from Tiananmen Square. He said all Chinese may be proud of their country's achievements. However, not many people watched the parade live. Security was so tight, the parade route was cleared hours ahead of time. City residents were told to go home and watch the festivities on television. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.